What you're about to hear is a training seminar from the top retail salesperson in his industry. For 7 straight years, while working for his industry's largest retailer, he's sustained that company's top ranking in both profitability and customer satisfaction. He has achieved the success using a unique psychological selling system that he developed. It's called Temperament Selling. It's based on current, university-documented psychological temperament profiling. Mr. Houston's closing percentage is over twice his industry's average for first-time contacts, while he has maintained both his company's largest ticket average and highest profit margin during that time. He also enjoys his company's highest customer satisfaction index. His training focuses more on the don'ts in certain selling situations rather than the do's by using the customer's temperament persuasion to organize the sale. The concept you're about to hear is easily adaptable with currently taught engineering and database selling techniques, or can be used as a platform for beginner sales training. Temperament selling empowers the salesperson with a deeper understanding of the whys in each sales situation by giving the salesperson a window into a customer's general temperament buying pattern. With that knowledge comes the ability to not only close more sales and to do so at a better profit margin and a higher customer satisfaction index. There is an added benefit to sales training in that it allows the salesperson to recognize their mistakes quickly after an unsuccessful presentation and thereby assist them in correcting those mistakes the next time that similar temperament situation presents itself. A key point of temperament selling is that the salesman is able to maintain consistent control throughout the sales process while letting the customer lead themselves to their natural point of decision using their individual temperament type. In effect, the customer sells themselves as opposed to the salesperson talking them into buying. Here now is O.L. Houston with Temperament Selling.
Hello, my name is O.L. Houston. You're about to listen to a training seminar I gave on the way I sell through the 4 common basic human temperaments. The CD is about an hour long, or about as long as a college lecture. I hope that you will hear, listen, and study what I'm about to place before you. It has rewarded me with money, but far more importantly, happiness through understanding others and their comfort patterns in making decisions. If you will use temperament awareness on 10 consecutive sales presentations, I promise you, you will be surprised at 2 things. First, how fluid your current feature benefit presentation becomes. And second, how naturally everything flows toward the close. Please know as you listen that I have wrestled with this project for well over a year before giving this talk. It is an immense task trying to put a field of documented scientific study into 1 hour, and at the same time blending it with the art of selling. I know that we in the 21st century want the short version of everything, because life moves so fast today. This CD is for those of you who want more from your sales life, as well as from your personal life. I have written and condensed and rewritten and recondensed more than I care to remember, trying to cut out the fat while making this study of art and science fun. I have tried to put everything I know and use on a postage stamp, but it won't fit. If you are impatient and can't concentrate for this 1 hour, then this isn't for you. Winners understand that there is a price that they must pay if they're going to make the team, and a far greater price if they're going to make it to the top. Your price isn't the money you paid me for this CD. It is the honest mental energy you must give yourself, your employer, and your family to internalize this subject matter. Discipline yourself now, not tomorrow or next week, because discipline always brings a better difference to your life. If you want more for the rest of your sales life, then listen and judge my words. For this hour of your time, I make no apology, because I am going to teach you how to have a greater success in selling. If you remember nothing else of what I'm going to say, remember this. Temperaments will make you money. Lots of money. Selling isn't about selling. It's about getting them to buy. I once worked for a company whose chairman was not a retail salesman by trade. I challenged him once that I could teach him in just a few hours how to sell better, faster, and more profitably than his vice president of sales. He told me that he was not a salesman and that he left all the sales to his vice president. There's our problem. Top people in many sales organizations don't understand our difficulty in a profession where someone else has all the authority, and we have to make the sale happen right then or we lose. The CEO's world is organized and structured with authority. theirs. In front of the customer, there's authority, theirs. The CEO doesn't have to know how to sell, you do. I define selling this way, as getting someone else to do what you want without the use of authority. There are many excellent books written today on the subject of temperaments in the psychology section of any library or bookstore. I don't know of one of them that will contradict what I am going to say to you. David Kiersey's Please Understand Me Too is probably the most concise layman's language presentation there is on temperaments. It sells for about $20 and can be purchased at any bookstore. Over the years, through trial and error, I have endeavored to increase my closing percentage through the science of temperament study. Temperament selling is the result of over 20 years of that study. Temperament selling will organize your sales presentation because you will be able to keep the customer's decision-making on track far more effectively by utilizing their distinct temperament as a guide in selling them. The big money is always in the how. Once you master the how and can duplicate it, you will from then on control much more of your future success. The key to success in selling is control. The control of your mind, the organizing of your customer's mind, and the positive results that follow. When you couple control with the knowledge and understanding of the how and blend in temperament awareness, you become a control salesperson. A boss I had once saw me make a presentation in a sale of the most expensive product we had in our line. It took only 20 minutes and it was done without any discount and with a minimum of talking. After the buyer left, he asked me how I sold them so fast. I told him I didn't. I made their buying easier by organizing their minds through their temperaments. Every product's presentation time is different, and temperament selling accommodates for this difference. It respects the customer's internal decision-making framework with its particular strengths and weaknesses. Temperament selling is like being a dance instructor who only needs to master four different dance steps in order to pass his proficiency test. The customer's temperament chooses the type of music for the dance you will dance to together. You don't. You never really did. You just thought you did. And without knowing that truth, that you were being asked to dance to the music of their temperament, you were often walking a wanting customer out the door, having failed at your job. Let me take a moment and give you a brief historical background on the study of temperaments. Temperaments were first documented and written about by a man named Hippocrates over 2,000 years ago. Yes, he's the one who penned the medical doctor's oath that is still used today. Dr. Carl Jung, back in the 1920s, rekindled interest in this field of study when he published Temperament Types. A few years later, two women, Isabel Myers and Catherine Briggs, began using a test they named for themselves to help people recognize their own temperament category. It is called the Myers-Briggs Temperament Indicator Test. If you have taken an MBTI test, you've taken a temperament test. Many Fortune 100 companies today require that management-level employees take this test to improve employee communications and relationships. Did you get that? Employee relations and communication skills. People, we are in the relationship and communication skills business. This is like the tennis racket for the tennis player. So let's see what you've learned. Temperaments as a field of science have been documented and studied for over 2,000 years. Many Fortune 100 companies require temperament indicator tests for all management level employees to improve communication skills and remove relationship tension. They do this by giving you an understanding of your coworkers, just like temperament selling will give you an understanding of your customer. Behavioral psychologists have told us for years that there's truth in studying temperaments. What are you waiting for? The sky to fall on you? Before you realize that there's real money in temperaments. You may still be wondering how the study of temperaments fits into selling. Okay, let me be technical for a minute. Science has proven our main temperament type influences how we humans think and to some degree how we make our decisions in life. For that reason alone, it is worthy of our study. But there is far more to benefit you. Every sales presentation begins with two tension forces impeding a successful sale. They are task tension and relationship tension. The customer has a task problem to buy the right product. And on top of that, they have a relationship problem because they don't know who to buy it from. Our customer's main temperament type helps immensely in removing relationship tension because it is a core desire of everyone to be understood. Believe it or not, in the final moment of the sale, the customer's mind returns to understanding as the key reason for their purchase. This is especially valuable information when you and your customer are of different main temperament types. You don't have to be like them temperamentally, but oh, what power you have when you understand them. This is the first great value of temperament selling. It helps you understand your customer and the mental pattern they like to buy through when making a significant buying decision. Scientists have known and documented for years that temperament knowledge creates understanding between two humans and thereby removes relationship tension. This is why marriage counselors have long used temperament testing as a solid basis for help in troubled marriages. What is different with my approach to temperaments is that I have used them not only as the key to removing relationship tension in the sale, but also as a golden key to organizing the sale in the mind of my customer. I cause the customer to buy through their main temperament structure instead of my trying to talk them into buying. It is much easier selling because it allows the customer to relax because they select the tempo or music of the sale. It lets us dance to the music that is their temperament, not ours. This approach to selling creates a quick and lasting harmony between the customer and ourselves, the salespeople, as well as removing many of the natural stresses associated with the task tension of making a major purchasing decision. People want to buy from people who understand them and understand their needs, just like people want to marry someone who understands them and understands their needs. Believe it or not, it all fits together, because understanding and respect are far closer to trust than like, and trust is the cornerstone of every significant sale. Trust in your product, trust in the salesperson, and more importantly, trust in their own decision-making. These three cause a sale to happen when they have the money to buy. Temperament selling just makes it so much easier for both of you. The life insurance industry has probably never known a greater salesperson than Ben Fellman of New York Life. In the 1960s and 70s, he alone was writing over $100 million of new life insurance business a year. He didn't live in New York City. He lived in East Liverpool, Ohio, and he had to beg New York Life to hire him because he kept failing their applicant screening test. But once he got hired, his sales approach for new life insurance prospects was basically this: just trust me and let me show you what I can do for you. Yes, trust is essential if you are going to achieve. So be trustworthy and ask for the business. Selling is not for the faint of heart. So be strong in your belief in yourself and what you can do for your customer. They will see it and will oftentimes buy just because of that one reason. Temperament selling does not guarantee you the sale every time, but science has proven over and over again through years of study that it does guarantee human understanding, no matter what the temperament type. Temperament selling will help you stop making those timing mistakes that you often make during your sales presentations by giving it a smoothness that flows toward a natural close. Once you begin to use your customer's temperament to paint the sale, you will open the door to many sales opportunities you were previously losing. This type of selling creates a strong, natural bridge of understanding that you and your customer can walk upon to gain a functional rapport within moments of the introduction. What will surprise many of you is that your customer honestly wants you to know what their main temperament type is. Being understood is a key to every relationship, and every significant emotional purchase seeks a comfort level of understanding. It is so central to the who of who we are that the customer always exposes it within the first few moments of the sales presentation. Once you know who they are temperamentally and you act upon that knowledge, relationship tension dissipates, making their task of buying so much easier to accomplish. Some of the things I have just said you will hear again in the training seminar. This is not designed to be an insult to your intelligence, but to allow you to see first how this fits together underneath and supports your current feature benefit sales presentation technique. There is a method to this, and it isn't hard. And when you see it, you will be more excited than you have ever been before about selling. Once you begin studying temperaments, you will be amazed at how almost predictable we all are within our own temperament quadrant. Understanding ourselves and understanding someone else has a power and a beauty about it that captures your mind forever and leads to a better life if you continue to use it. Understanding through knowledge opens many doors and always brings with it many happinesses. I hope that you will find this field of temperament study fascinating and this CD informative and rewarding and profitable, not only in your sales life, but in your personal life. Thank you for giving me this hour of your time so that I can give back what I have found. You will find this study informative, but more importantly, a worthy investment if you will use it. Here now is my seminar.